science and technology.
Policing, the aftershocks of crime. An idea borrowed from seismology may help to predict criminal activity.
Los Angeles is one of the most under-policed cities in America. With a mere 26 officers for every 10,000 residents, Chicago by comparison has 46, the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, needs all the help it can get. That help may be at hand with a modification of technology used to predict another type of threat that the city is prone to, the aftershocks from earthquakes. Big earthquakes are unpredictable. Once they have happened, however, they are usually followed by further tremors, and the pattern of these is tractable. George Moeller, a mathematician at Santa Clara University in California, thinks something similar is true of crimes. There is often a pattern of aftercrimes in the wake of an initial one. The similarity with earthquakes intrigued him, and he wondered if the mathematical formulas that seismologists employ to predict aftershocks were applicable to aftercrimes too. To test this idea, he and a team of researchers from the University of California, Los Angeles, adapted a computer program used by seismologists to calculate the likelihood of aftershocks. They then seeded it with actual LAPD data on 2,803 residential burglaries that occurred in an 18-kilometre by 18-kilometre region of the San Fernando Valley, one of the city's largest districts during 2004. Using the seismological algorithms, the computer calculated which city blocks were likely to experience the highest number of burglaries the next day, and thus which 5% of homes within the area were at particular risk of being broken into. In one test, the program accurately identified a high-risk portion of the city in which, had it been adequately patrolled, police could have prevented a quarter of the burglaries that took place in the whole area that day. In addition to modelling burglary, Dr. Moeller examined three gang rivalries in Los Angeles using data from 1999 to 2002 and discovered that similar patterns emerge from gang violence as retaliations typically occur within days and meters of an initial attack. That too should help police deploy their limited resources more effectively. RoboCop, move over then. ComputerCop is coming.